Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 30th, 2013, and this is Alan Wardenver, Council 9 volunteer, reporting. This is from a letter from United Master Executive Council President Greg DeVito, which was posted earlier today. This Labor Day, I extend my warmest wishes to each of you. I thank you for your professionalism, your talent, your dedication, and commitment to continually strengthening our careers, our union, and for standing up for a better life for all working families. Labor Day is a celebration of promises fulfilled and challenges to be met. It's recognition of the struggle of working families, striving to strengthen and protect our families today and for generations to come. Labor Day is a moment for us to reflect upon our accomplishments, good jobs, fair treatment, wages, working conditions, and most importantly, a seat at the negotiating table. American workers have sustained the economic security of the working class family in the United States despite the attacks and constant efforts to undermine organized labor in the United States. To read the entire letter, please visit our website. Section 26F8 of our contract requires that in any discussion and or investigation with management that may lead to any disciplinary action, management must provide you, the flight attendant, with all related documents and reports before the discussion begins. This section was negotiated to protect you from entrapment if you are accused of any wrongdoing. We suggest that you take all the time you need to review these documents carefully during the meeting before you answer any questions. Often a management representative from in-flight service will ask the questions. However, anyone, regardless of the department asking the questions, is required to comply with the due process provisions of our contract. This information, as well as how to respond in other situations involving your rights, are available on our website. This week, our flying partners from Boston, Denver, Frankfurt, Hong Kong, Houston, Los Angeles, Heathrow, Narita, Chicago, and Seattle successfully completed 2 days of safety, health, and security training. AFA representatives reviewed and were provided additional resources and tools to help manage issues at the local level. We congratulate our colleagues who step forward to do this important work on behalf of all of us, and we thank them for renewing their commitment as advocates for all members. While we're in the midst of a summer heat wave, it is hard to believe soon the trees will begin their autumn change, and just around the corner is October, which is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Beginning in 1985, and annually since then, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month has strived to increase understanding through an international campaign organized by the major breast cancer charities in October. The goal is to increase attention to this disease and to raise funds for research into its cause, prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and cure. As we have in the past, during National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, all United Airlines employees are able to show their support for this important initiative by wearing company-approved pink uniform accessories. These accessories can be worn while on duty from October 1st through October 31st. United's in-flight services has designated a pink scarf for females and a pink tie for males as the approved uniform items for flight attendants. You may also wear approved items purchased last year to show your continuing support of United's Pink program. Also available are baseball caps, tumblers, and tote bags. $5 for each tie or scarf purchase and $3 from the purchase of each tumbler or tote bag will go directly to United's supported organizations that provide support to those battling breast cancer and to their families. While you may purchase the baseball caps as part of the Pink program, they are not approved for wear by flight attendants while in uniform. To purchase these items, visit our website. Even as racial barriers have been worn down and our nation has grown wealthier, better educated, and made enormous strides in civil and economic rights, it still remains that there is a disparity in economics between some racial groups. When it comes to household income and health, the gap is as large and wider than when marchers assembled on the Mall in Washington, D.C. in 1963. So 50 years later, labor leaders and organizations, including AFA, CWA, joined in marking this historic day. On the footsteps leading into Labor Day, it is an appropriate time to call attention to this march and labor's role and responsibility in it. Parity and equality are what unions and organized labor fight for and have been instrumental in the forward evolution. Labor has paved the way in our industry, destroying discrimination of age, race, gender, and weight, just to name a few. We are not equal until we are all equal, and that is everyone's business, whether that particular issue impacts us directly or not. Racial, social, and economic justice are fights worth fighting and critical to all working class families. We celebrate and appreciate all flight attendants who help us stand up for justice and what is right. In June, the United States Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, ensuring full access to all rights and privileges afforded to all married couples, including Social Security, survivor benefits, immigration rights, and family leave. Federal guidance has been finalized and announced. We understand that over the past several weeks, other employers have already been conducting special enrollment periods and have taken other steps in order to be in compliance with the historic decision of the court. As expected by the implementation of policy changes, by a number of federal agencies since the ruling, the Treasury Department has announced that same-sex marriages legally married in jurisdictions that recognize their marriages will be treated as married for federal tax purposes. It's clear that this federal guidance provides the court's ruling applies regardless of whether the couple lives in a jurisdiction that recognizes same-sex marriage or a jurisdiction that does not recognize same-sex marriage. In short, the ruling applies to any same-sex marriage legally entered into in one of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, a U.S. territory, or a foreign country. We remain available to assist United in working together to implement this federal ruling and look forward to the full and proper implementation now that federal guidance has been issued. Management no longer has any excuse for not implementing the necessary steps to be in compliance with the court rules. That is all for this evening. Thank you for calling. And remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.